Welcome to Time Out with Alex
Ryan.
And today, the podcast where you get all your latest news.
And it sounds like you're in a FaceTime call. Well, what do we start off with?
Let us start off with remembering Ahmaud Arbery that got shot in February today. Today was his birthday, so.
There's petitions you can sign to put the man that killed him. You can find them anywhere. Just search up his name. Those two deserve to be in jail. And it's sad that Georgia's been trying to cover this up.
Yeah, it's been real sad and stuff.
We're going to move the first topic, which is about Earl Thomas, because this came out. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was yesterday that this came out.
He said it on his Instagram. He's like, he brought it to attention that it was going to be on TMZ. But, his wife put a gun to his head, and he was cheating on him.
It just looks like he's getting mad that got out. I'm like, how does something like that just not go to the public, considering that you're like a big free safety in the NFL?
It says that his wife and him got into a fight about his drinking, and then his brother picked him up. She says she called up two other women to help her confront Earl. And then they grabbed a pistol. He grabbed Earl's pistol, a Beretta, just to scare him.
So it's not like she wasn't going to use it at all or what?
I was right. Dude, him and his brother were fucking the same girl.
I thought it was two women. Wait.
No, it was... Or was it other women?
I don't know. I thought it was two women. I'm looking at this article from the New York Post titled "Ravens Trying to Cut Earl Thomas After Wife Allegedly Pulled Gun on Him for Affair."
Nina pulled out the gun and put it to Earl's head, stating that she took out the magazine, thinking the gun would not fire, but cops say Nina was unaware that the gun had a round in the chamber.
So that was the one in the chamber?
Yeah. I guess you could say that.
And in the video on Earl's Instagram, it says, "It's really not anybody's business. It pisses me off that the story got out."
Well, you did cheat on your wife. I don't know what you expected.
what do you think is going to happen?
Your wife put a gun to your head. What did you think was going to happen? TMZ is just going to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and you know,
his wife was booked with burglary of a residence with intent to commit aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
You know, Earl, he's 31. Last year in the Seahawks, he had a big injury, and like he did have a good year this season, but now with this whole incident, it's now all going down the drain because like.
Yeah, he's probably going to get cut.
Yeah. And he had a four-year, $55 million deal that included $32 million guaranteed with the Ravens, but now...
He's still going to get that money. He still has to get the money because that's part of the contract, but he's just not going to play. But yeah. Earl wasn't arrested.
No. And this video was in April 13th, this event happened on April 13th.
So, that's really all because there's not much to the story. It's just
a really bad situation.
For both sides of them.
Yeah.
He'll probably get cut and they'll probably end up getting a divorce.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows?
So do you want to talk about the Bears and what they had to say about Mitch?
Oh, yeah, great. You know, this is our first ever podcast, and myself, I am a Chicago Bears fan, and being that we declined it. Now, in an article today on NFL, Bears believe in Trubisky despite declining it, by Nick Shook.
I mean, I guess they're just taking the risk or reward here, because a fifth-year option isn't, like, if they decline it, it's not that bad. They're just saying, like, if you do bad this season, we're not going to re-sign you.
Yeah, you're not like you're going to really lose anything, honestly, because, like, this year for Trubisky, it's really just, like, you really just have to go out there and, like, do your best, like, all the time. Like, if you just have another, like, horrible season, then it's like, yeah, I don't see.
And he has good receivers. He does have good receivers. Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, they're pretty good.
Allen Robinson, like, he's a good receiver.
He's a good receiver.
Nobody talked about him. Because, like, first he was on the Jaguars with Blake Bortles, and now he's on the Bears with Trubisky.
Well, he sucked. He sucked in Dallas. That's why.
Yeah.
He was really bad in Dallas, and that's unfortunate because since this is our first podcast, I am a Cowboys fan. And getting Allen Robinson, I was pretty excited because I was just excited. And, yeah, ended up just, like, releasing him. I don't really know. I think this is obviously a do or die year for Trubisky.
For him.
Because I don't know if he'll get signed by another team. I mean, he could. Yeah, okay. Here's my thought. If he doesn't get re-signed, then, and Jared Stidham on the Patriots does not do well at all, I think the Patriots could pick him up.
What about the
team? And that's an option. Yeah, and then there's always Tank for Trevor. Which,
it's like, Tank for Trevor. It's
still an option.
Yeah.
It's still an option for them to sign Mitch Trubisky in case, say, Trevor Lawrence doesn't turn out to be as well as we all think he is, which is really unlikely because Trevor Lawrence is really good. But you bring in Mitch Trubisky, you sign him to a low contract, that's a high risk, low risk, high reward.
Never is. Ryan Pace said, "We've always had the approach that we're honest and we're truthful with our players and our staff, and we move on and we get to work. Mitch gets it. Everyone's competing. Everyone's focused on better results. That's the start. That starts with me and everybody. We believe in Mitch. That doesn't change." What do you say about that?
I don't believe him. Honestly, I don't believe him. Because why would you trade for Nick Foles, rework his contract?
Yeah, like,
you give up a couple draft picks. Why would you trade for Nick Foles, who's an aging quarterback at that? Aging and injury prone. It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
And then they were thinking about taking the quarterback in the draft.
Yeah.
Luckily, they didn't. But, and honestly, I don't really blame Mitch Trubisky for his troubles there. Because you look at the quarterbacks before him. Who was the quarterbacks before him? I don't even remember. It was like Chase Daniel. It wasn't.
In his draft or what?
No, like that started before him.
For the Bears or what?
Yeah, for the Bears that started before him. It was like Chase Daniel and somebody else.
No. Well, yeah, Chase Daniel, and then it was Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon that offseason, and then we drafted Trubisky. And I remember watching the preseason game of Mike Glennon, the first throw he ever did with us was a pick six. So,
well, I mean, you put Mitch Trubisky, who is the second overall pick, young quarterback out of North Carolina, you put him in a QB room with Mike Glennon and Chase Daniel. What did you expect? I mean,
yeah,
you know, like you can't really say like, oh, he's going to be a star because he worked with Mike Glennon and Chase Daniel.
No.
Like, you can look at Gardner Minshew, who worked with Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Maybe you can call some of Nick Foles' success to Gardner Minshew because Nick Foles is a good quarterback. I'm trying to think of some other teams that would have, or Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott and Tony Romo. Tony Romo is a hated on player, in my opinion. I love the guy. I love Tony Romo. But Dak Prescott can get some of his success from Tony Romo.
Not because you're a
Cowboys fan. Baker Mayfield. Yeah, no, not because I'm a Cowboys fan. No. Baker Mayfield and Tyrod Taylor. That's the thing. You can't expect quarterbacks to start immediately, and you can't expect quarterbacks to be good with a bad QB room.
No, you really can't.
Quarterbacks are like the cream of the crop in the NFL. It's hard to get a good one and a reliable one and a consistent one. And you have to plan everything perfectly to get the best quarterback.
Honestly, whenever you draft a quarterback in the NFL, like, honestly, I feel like that quarterback, there's so much pressure for, like, obviously, yeah. You're the leader of the team. You're going to be the face of the franchise maybe one day. And if you're not good your first or second year playing in the NFL, it's like, it's going to be,
yeah.
I feel like you're like, it's like you might be a bust. Maybe you're going to be good like far down the road. But honestly, I feel like if you're not good your first or second year, it's like probably the team is going to look for something else or something yeah. else.
Well, I mean, Baker Mayfield had a really bad second year, but a really good rookie year.
Yeah, I really can't say.
I like Baker Mayfield, yeah. But you can't really say like, Baker Mayfield's going to have a bad career because of his second season. New head coach, new offensive coordinator, no offensive line help. Well, you can't really blame the wide receivers there, but Odell Beckham Jr. did not help Baker in much. Jarvis Landry did, but I don't really blame Baker.
I really believed in that Browns team whenever they got OBJ. Yeah. Even like the Browns, I remember like week one, like seeing that game, a guy was holding a t-shirt saying, I think it was like, it went like OBJ plus Jarvis plus Baker equals playoffs. But obviously that did not go.
I mean, yeah, you can't, it's like overhyping teams. It happens all the time.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember teams that were overhyped like a lot. You know, of course, the Browns. I think – I'm not saying the Cardinals are overhyped, but I think people are giving them a lot of credit for getting DeAndre Hopkins, which well-deserved. DeAndre Hopkins is the best wide receiver in the league. But they still need help.
Yes.
They're not going to be a playoff team right now.
Yeah, getting a top three wide receiver. Honestly, in my opinion, I think the best wide receiver in the league is – Julio Jones, but yeah, again, no, DeAndre Hopkins is a top three wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think Hopkins is number one. I'd have to really think about it, yeah. But I think Hopkins is number one.
And again, yeah, that's happening right now. Last offseason, we were talking about the Browns. It's a huge move. They're going to make it to the playoffs. And then now we're talking about the Cardinals getting this big move. And, like, literally just they got rid of David Johnson's contract like that. It's like, and getting a top wide receiver. And we're going to say, probably people are saying, like, they're going to make the playoffs and stuff. But, no, maybe, like, give it maybe, like, a year or two.
Yeah, I think give it a couple years and they'll be playoff contention, maybe even Super Bowl contention, especially with Isaiah Simmons. If they can keep him around longer than his rookie contract, and, like, really work that defense, they'll be a really good team.
Yes, they would.
All right. So speaking of Isaiah Simmons, let's go to the 2020 NFL draft for the second topic or third topic.
For the third.
So let's just talk about number one first, Joe Burrow. What do you think? How much success do you see the Bengals and Joe Burrow having in the first year? Just the first year.
Just the first year?
Yeah, success and improvements. Not even just Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow and the entire draft that they had. Because they had a pretty good draft.
Obviously, you have to take your time. Players and stuff. Yeah, not bad. But Joe, I don't know. I honestly just have so much mixed feelings about him. Like, obviously, he had such a great year at LSU.
Yeah.
But, like, he's, like, 23 or something like that.
Arguably the best college football team ever. One of the best. Miami Hurricanes, LSU.
What? Maybe.
They're one of
the best. Tim Tebow's Florida Gators.
Yeah, Florida Gators. They're a really good team. They deserve the national championship. Joe Burrow deserves everything he gets from this.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of improvement as much as last year, but this Bengals team was borderline very good. And the reason I'm saying that is they've lost games by a small margin a lot of the time. This team is still a good team. They're just not quite there yet. If they can build around Joe Burrow from now until the future, you know, they could definitely be a playoff team. Because they're borderline a playoff team if they didn't lose close games.
I see that too. Like, obviously, they had the worst record, 2-14. But honestly, I didn't even see them as, like, a horrible team. Like, I don't
think. Yeah.
Obviously, they did.
They were not as bad as the Dolphins in the first part.
Yeah. Obviously. But, yeah, I just have mixed feelings for Joe Burrow. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be, like, offensive rookie of the year this year. It might go to someone else, maybe Tua or, like, someone. But honestly, I just have to see and watch what's.
Yeah.
I can't really say much about.
And people, well, I've seen a lot of people say this is a black quarterbacks league now. I don't think that's fair to say. You can't really classify an entire league based off of a race, especially an entire position. And I think Lamar Jackson is an amazing quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is an amazing quarterback. Dak Prescott is really good. You've got a lot of really good, I don't want to say anything racial here, but there are really good black quarterbacks in this league, and there's also really good white quarterbacks. And so I don't think it's fair to say Joe Burrow's not going to be good because he's white.
Yeah, but that. It's
mixed feelings.
The reason they say that is because the black quarterbacks, they're faster and, like, they could be able to.
Yeah, they're more built for this game than other quarterbacks. Exactly. But Joe Burrow has shown he can run and has an arm. He can play.
SEC game against Georgia, and the way he was able to get out of the pocket and, like, move around. And he threw that one pass that looked like, honestly,
the Heisman moment.
That honestly looked like he was going to throw it away, but no, he was able to find a receiver downfield and he was able to catch it.
Yeah, that was a Heisman moment. He's a very agile quarterback.
Don't get me wrong by me saying, like, I said I have mixed feelings about him. I'm going to say one of the greatest quarterbacks that season was, like, the greatest quarterback season.
Yeah. And he was graded a 6th-round quarterback before the season started, and now he's the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to skip around. I'm not going to say anything about some of these picks, but Chase Young to the Redskins, that's a good pick.
Yeah, Chase Young. On to me, that is the best player on the draft. I have so much high hope for him. Mm-hmm. I think he is the best player in this draft.
Okay, the problem I have with Chase Young is that he did get shut down a lot, but that's because he was triple teamed. In college football, he was triple teamed.
You know why? Because he is the best college.
He's the best quarterback. He's the best defensive player.
Defensive end.
But my issue with him is I just haven't seen enough. You know, out of those games that he was triple teamed and double teamed, I just didn't see enough. I guess that's my issue, and I have to see more.
I'm pretty sure he had 16.5 sacks that year, and he was suspended or something for some of the games. And
what was he suspended for?
I honestly forgot why he didn't play some games. I'm not sure if it's suspended is the right word, but I knew he didn't play all the games because of something. I'm not too sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay, I'm going to move on to the next pick, okay. Though. Okay, well, I'm not going to move on to the next one. I'm going to say Andrew Thomas to the Giants. I'm just going to skip over Jeff Okuda. I think he's a good player. I don't think that was a bad pick. I think that was the best choice available. But Andrew Thomas.
I mean, they got rid of Darius Slay, and you got a cornerback.
Yeah, and they replaced
him. Exactly, so.
They can rebuild that defense around Jeff Okuda. But Andrew Thomas to the Giants, was he the best tackle available? In my opinion, I don't think so. Very good tackle, but Jedrick Wills, who went to the Browns, I think was the best tackle on the board at the time.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Obviously, Miami Dolphins, even in the season, they said tank for Tua. You got Tua, but it's I don't know.
They had a pretty good free agency. Yeah,
they had an amazing free agency, I think.
Yeah. Byron Jones, Jordan Howard, Kyle Van Noy. And then they draft Tua, of course. And then they draft Austin Jackson and Noah Igbinoghene. I think it's how you say it. Noah Igbinoghene. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I think so. But that Austin Jackson, I think they took him a little too high from where he was selected. It's still a good pick, but he was a little bit too high. Okay, skip over some picks. Henry Ruggs is the first wide receiver taken. Not really surprised. I've seen some reports. I forget who. Was it John Gruden or Mike Mayock said they wanted Henry Ruggs because of his speed. I don't remember which one it was, but I wasn't real surprised when they went with him. And then the 49ers trade down, Buccaneers trade up and get Tristan Wirfs, who's, in my opinion, second best tackle.
Yeah.
And then San Francisco replaces, was it Eric Armstead? Did they trade Eric Armstead?
Yeah,
I think they did.
I believe it was.
And they replace him and get Javon Kinlaw, who is a pretty good player. Denver drafts Jerry. Falcons, kind of a reach with A.J. Terrell. But at the same time, it's not. Because A.J. Terrell is a really good cornerback. And they needed a cornerback because they lost. Was it Trufant? Desmond Trufant?
I'm not.
Yeah, they lost Desmond Trufant. And so they replace him with A.J. Terrell, who's really good, but a little bit too high. Then my Dallas Cowboys selected CeeDee Lamb from my favorite college, Oklahoma, because I live in Oklahoma. I've been an OU fan since I was born. This is just a fun pick for me. And a lot of people have been arguing that they didn't need a wide receiver. They didn't need CeeDee Lamb. They needed a cornerback. They needed defensive help. But in my opinion, that's an obvious case of best player available. CeeDee Lamb has fallen from top 10 pick all the way to 17. And you're just going to let Philadelphia possibly take him or the Dolphins take him.
The draft, people just think too much about it. Who you should get on. You just have to just get the best player available and see how it does. Just get the best player.
Yeah. I think people tend to hate on the Cowboys more because it's the Cowboys. And I don't have a problem with that because sometimes I hate the Cowboys too. But the issue is CeeDee Lamb is one of the best players of college football.
When watching the draft, did you think, honestly, was that Jerry Jones' yacht or something? People, I don't know.
Yeah, it was his yacht. It was his yacht. Yeah, I swear, I thought it was a private jet at first, and then I thought it was his basement. It was a yacht.
I don't know. He could have been, like, on his own private island, that man.
All right, okay. Damon Arnett, huge reach. Way too big of a reach to draft Damon Arnett at 19. He was going to be there in their second-round pick, without a doubt. But they took Damon Arnett.
What about
Clavon Chaisson? Yeah. What'd you say?
No, I was talking about like the Eagles about their pick with Jalen.
Yeah, I was gonna get to that. Clavon Chaisson goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's a good pick, which probably means they're gonna get rid of what's his name? I don't remember his name. It starts with an N.
No, yeah, I've heard about it. Like, I don't remember the players.
Robert Ekandiche. I don't know. Robert. That's his name. Yeah. Okay. Philadelphia. Jalen Reagor. So, being a Cowboys fan, I don't like the Eagles. I think this was an okay pick. But the issue being Justin Jefferson,
exactly. In my opinion,
is a much better wide receiver than
Jalen Reagor. Wasn't it him that had all those like huge touchdowns against Oklahoma? No offense, obviously, but
yeah, it was. Yeah. No, I watched that game. Justin Jefferson was really good. And I think he was way better than Jalen Reagor. And people will say Jalen Reagor is just another Nelson Aguilar. So I sometimes just don't remember names. And so I just, whatever. But they say he's another Nelson Aguilar, and then Eagles fans will argue saying he just had a bad quarterback. But at the same time, you can't always blame quarterbacks. You have to blame wide receivers.
A quarterback has to be good with wide receivers and weapons and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think Jalen Reagor is a good wide receiver. And I think he'll be a beast for the Eagles. But I think Justin Jefferson was a much better pick for the Vikings. And they're going to get a star out of him. Okay, Kenneth Murray goes 23 to the Los Angeles Chargers. That's a good pick. He's a really good, energizing linebacker.
I really like that pick, too, for the Chargers.
Yeah. Okay, 49ers pick up Brandon Ayuk, who replaces Emmanuel Sanders. That's a really good pick. And they're really rebuilding that wide receiver core. That's really good. Jordan Love.
is this another Brett Favre situation or, you know?
Okay. I've heard Aaron Rodgers has not been mean or rude to Jordan Love like Brett Favre was.
No.
And I think the different scenarios with this is that Aaron Rodgers was not supposed to be there when they drafted
him. Not at all.
They traded up to get Jordan Love. That's the bigger issue. And then I've seen reports that the Packers, Matt LaFleur, did it to prove that he's the leader of this team. It's like, dude, your quarterback has been there longer than you've been in the league.
I know, so. And
I don't agree with the pick at all. I think Jordan Love is a good quarterback. The Packers are dysfunctional in my eyes.
I don't know.
He should have gone somewhere else. I was thinking the Saints were going to pick him up, but they didn't. They chose Cesar Ruiz.
Me being a Bears fan, I just laugh at their decision making.
They had such a bad draft.
Us, the Bears, we didn't make really that great picks or decisions, I should say.
Yeah. Okay. The Seahawks pick Jordan Brooks. Mm-hmm. That was not a good pick. That was probably one of the worst picks in the first half. On the first half. Reason being, Patrick Queen was on the board. he's much better than Jordan Brooks. Jordan Brooks is a raw talent.
Yeah.
You need to, like, build him. And then Patrick Queen, obviously. Isaiah Wilson. Noah Igbinoghi. Jeff Gladney should have gone higher, but he somehow fell to the Vikings. And then Kansas City selects Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They didn't have the best running backs, but they had good enough running backs. And so I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire really brings them up.
Just, like, add on running back to all those, the other ones.
Yeah, Damian Wilson, and we got robbed. Didn't you heard Damian Wilson got robbed?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, in his L.A. Airbnb, he got robbed. Like, I think it was at gunpoint. I don't remember, but he's okay. Okay, second round. I'm not going to read off all the picks, just the big ones. DeAndre Swift goes to Detroit. I don't remember who their running back is, but they pick up a running back who's probably going to start day one. The Giants get Xavier McKinney, who I think is a really good pick. And then Kyle Duggar, a D2 safety, goes to New England, which that's a very Belichick pick. A D2 safety, had a great combine.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, that's like a Belichick pick. Like, just honestly, like, these players probably never heard of before that got acquired by the Patriots. And again, it's for a rookie, it's all about your coaching staff, who's all there. And like,
yeah. And they've got a great
the fact that you staff. Have Belichick as a coach, like, it can really help you a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Move into Jonathan, the next one. Jonathan Taylor goes to Indianapolis at 41. Jonathan Taylor. Okay. I love Jonathan Taylor. I don't think he should have gone to Indianapolis.
Marlon Mack. Marlon Mack, he did good.
He had a regress season this year, but he's still an amazing back. So for them to, like, just give up on Marlon Mack that easily, and I guess they're not willing to pay him. So he's going to go somewhere else and do great things. And Jonathan Taylor's going to be starting after that. But I don't think he should have gone there. I just can't imagine Jonathan Taylor in a Indianapolis uniform, I guess. But, okay, the first Bears pick, Cole Kmet, tight end, Notre Dame.
Wow.
Let's just get your thoughts. Let's just hear what you have to
Considering
say.
Considering this is the 10th tight end that we have, obviously not all 10 are going to make it to the 52-man roster or 53-man. I forgot what it is.
Yeah, me too.
But I wanted for us to get like an offensive line guy.
Yeah, Ezra Cleveland was on the board.
Exactly. And there was a wide receiver I wanted to.
Yeah, I know his name.
Denzel Mims. That's who I Denzel wanted. Mims, yeah. And for the offensive line, I wanted that. I can't. Ezra Cleveland. That's who I wanted. For our second.
Yeah, that's who I thought the Bears were going to pick. Because he was falling. Okay, Cleveland selects Grant Delpit. That's a pretty good pick. Much like Greedy Williams last year. Wasn't supposed to be there. 45, Tampa picks Antoine Winfield, whose dad intercepted Tom Brady. And now was teammates with Tom Brady.
I didn't hear about that. Really?
Yeah, Antoine Winfield Jr., his dad was a safety, I'm pretty sure, or a corner. He was on defense, and he intercepted Tom Brady. And now he's teammates with Tom Brady. Okay. Chase Claypool to Pittsburgh. Not a good pick. They've got way too many wide receivers now. Like, way too many. Okay. Chicago, Jalen Johnson. In my opinion, he's a really good player. And they needed cornerback. Denzel Mims and Ezra Cleveland were on the board.
Exactly. So it's like, I feel, again, it's just the fact that teams, they overthink. They don't just go and get the best available player. They just overthink stuff, and yeah.
They try too hard to outsmart other teams.
Again,
okay. Dallas gets. Oh wait.
We did lose corner. I'm pretty sure we lost the cornerback. I think it was. I'm not too sure. I forget sometimes.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm like 90% sure that we like got rid of a cornerback or something like that. And I can see why we made this pick, but yeah, just.
Yeah.
All right.
Dallas gets Trayvon Diggs, who had an off season at Alabama, which is why he fell to 51. But I still think it's a good pick. And that's not just a Dallas Cowboys fan talking. That's an NFL fan talking. Because Trayvon Diggs is a really good corner. And I think he'll really help this Dallas defense or the Dallas secondary.
Yeah, I've said it. I think Dallas had a great draft.
Yeah, I think even though people hate Dallas, I think a lot of people can say they had a good draft. I mean, you get Bradley and Nay, Tyler Biotish, Trayvon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb. And if you look at their seventh round, Ben DiNucci out of, what is it? I can't remember I don't know. He went to D2 college. In my opinion, he plays like Baker Mayfield. He's able to run. He gets out of the pocket. He throws it really far downfield. He's a good quarterback. But he won't start, obviously, with Andy Dalton on the roster now. But, okay. The Rams replace Todd Gurley with Cam Akers. Not really a surprising pick.
They need – obviously, you're just basically just replacing a guy that you – yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That you gave up on. Okay. Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts. Huge surprise pick.
We've seen EDP 445's reaction to this. Or like I've seen Eagles fans' reactions to this.
Eagles in general.
It's just so surprising. It's just like a WTF moment.
Yeah, and they're saying they want to use him as a Taysom Hill type player and that they'll both be on the field during the season. It's like you're going to waste a second round pick on a Taysom Hill player who's going to play like what? 10 like, snaps?
Probably like, you know, like how Baltimore did with Lamar his first year. Like they only had him to like, obviously you can tell for like the read option.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then he turned into an MVP quarterback. The difference here is that they said they want to use him as Taysom Hill. I honestly don't believe that. I think they chose him because they're afraid Carson Wentz will get injured again. And I don't know. And I don't think that they're ready for that to happen again. And so they took Jalen Hurts for precautionary measures.
Whenever the Eagles made it to the Super Bowl and won that year, Carson Wentz, he was the front runner for MVP that year. And
yeah, he should have won it if he didn't get injured. He should have won that.
All right. Move on to.
Okay. J.K. Dobbins goes to Baltimore.
No, I was just saying go to the next pick. J.K. Dobbins.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So A.J. Epinesa goes to Buffalo, and then J.K. Dobbins goes to Baltimore. All I got to say is teams just aren't doing enough to get the best player available because now Baltimore has a great running back right behind Mark Henry, the world's strongest man. But, okay. So they get J.K. Dobbins, and this really helps their offense on the rushing side besides Lamar Jackson. Because now they can give Lamar Jackson a break and just hand it off to Mark Ingram or J.K. Dobbins, and then they're good. Denzel Mims goes to the Jets. They get a really good wide receiver for Sam Darnold when they lost Robbie Anderson. New England goes with Josh Uche, a Michigan player. I think Josh Uche fits perfectly with New England. I think Michigan and Michigan State players will always fit well with New England because their systems are so alike. And maybe that's because Tom Brady fits so well there. But New England just has really good luck with Michigan players, I think. So Tennessee gets Christian Fulton. Should not have been that far. I really thought he would fall. I thought he was going to fall into the third round when he didn't make it past Dallas.
Packers taking A.J. Dillon, running back. Again.
Yeah. So the entire Packers fan base, including Aaron Rodgers, is screaming, please take a skill player or a wide receiver. And you take a running back.
I don't know what's happening or with
two positions that you already have filled out.
Yeah, exactly. Like quarterback, good. Running back, good. Who are your first two picks?
You're set for the next 4 years, at least 4 years, with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. And then you have, I can't even remember his name. Who's their running back? It's someone really good. I can't remember, but he's good.
I believe it's Aaron Jones.
Yeah, Aaron Jones. He's a good running back. They did not need him. And we could go on all day about Green Bay and their bad selections because their next selection is even worse.
We're just going to talk about the first and second round.
We're just going to talk about the first and second round. I'm just going to say this about their third round pick. You take a tight end with a 6-round grade in the third round? What are you thinking?
Obviously, as a Bears fan, I can't really talk about it. Obviously, as an NFL fan, you can say, what are you doing? As a Bears fan, you're going to be like, you can make fun of it, but at the same time, we don't make good decisions either, so I'm going to just leave it at that.
Yeah. But, so in the first round, they take the one guy that's going to piss Aaron Rodgers off. And then you take a running back. But, okay, Willie Gay goes to Kansas City. I like his name. Carolina goes with Jeremy Chin out of Southern Illinois. I think that was a pretty good pick. I like his name.
All right, should we move on to the fourth topic?
Do you want to talk about the season or do you want to talk about the 2021?
Let's talk about the 2021 draft. NFL draft ranking.
All right. So Mel Kiper released his mock draft for 2021 because there's nothing else to do in sports right now except talk about the future. So he makes his 2021 board, as most sports analysts have been doing. It comes a couple weeks after the draft. Not a big surprise. Trevor Lawrence, number one. Penei Sewell, Justin Fields, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah,
it's people that we knew were going to be there. Not surprising.
Me, Trevor Lawrence.
Micah Parsons. And me,
just Trevor Lawrence. What'd you say? He's the best. Obviously, last year it was all about Joe Burrow, but to me, Trevor Lawrence, he's just the best player, in college for a quarterback.
Yeah, I think at the end of the season, it's going to be Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence. Those are the top two. It just depends who's going to have the higher stock at the end of the season. Who's going to have a better combine? That. You know, those two, they're 2-2. They're both really good. I think Trevor Lawrence didn't have as great as a season as he did his freshman year, Justin Fields had a really good season.
Interception, like he had like few interceptions. He just had, he really had a great year.
Yeah, he had a good year. Justin Fields is a good quarterback, but the problem being, Ohio State quarterbacks don't really ever transfer well into the NFL. But we can't really grade Dwayne Haskins yet.
Exactly.
Because it's his first year. He had a bad year. It's his rookie year. But okay. He has number five, Michael Parsons. I don't really watch a lot of Penn State football, so I've never really been like, oh, Michael Parsons is a big name. But because of this list, I do know about, know about him now. So,
what should we move to?
Okay, number six, Sean Wade. So Sean Wade, I think next year, he's probably going to go to Detroit. Because Detroit is going to really try to rebuild that defense in my eyes. And I think Sean Wade is the perfect guy.
Wasn't it an Ohio player that they got? Or So.
Yeah, Jeff Okuda. They could go Sean Wade or Patrick Surtain, but I think Sean Wade, because of the Ohio State connectability between the two. You get two players that played together, had a really good year together. I think that's a perfect pick for them. We're going to skip a couple because we're not going to talk about all of them. Javon Holland, I think, will be the best safety in this class out of Oregon. Okay, so we're going to do a player spotlight. Each week we're going to talk about one player from each from the draft class that we think is underrated or should be higher. So do you want to do your pick first or do you want to do my pick first?
Maybe I don't know maybe we don't, but I'll go first. It'll be, to me, like, most underrated guy on this is Trey Lance, quarterback from North Dakota State.
Yeah, me too.
Considering that I didn't know this guy really at all. He is from a D2 school, but like just looking at his stats and what all he did that year, he had an amazing year. And I think he just has he really has the arm tap. He has arm and tremendous athleticism, and he makes good decisions. And he's a tough player too. And I really believe that he can really like a top NFL pick.
Yeah, I think a lot of people compare him to Carson Wentz because North Dakota State quarterbacks. I'd have to watch more highlights of him to really give him a player comparison. But I think he's really underrated, and by the end of the season, if there is a season, he'll be a top quarterback. It'll be Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, and then whoever else. Okay, I had the same player. I had Trey Lance. I think he's the most underrated player in this class right now. Okay, let's talk about the season, though. Next season, the schedule came out.
Let's talk about the NFL, by the way.
Yeah, for the NFL, This is more of an NFL
again, episode. Nothing's really happening and going around.
Yeah, I mean, I saw today that the Lakers, the Magic, and another team are like the only teams to have mandatory coronavirus tests. But this is a sports podcast. Yeah, we don't want to talk about coronavirus.
We've all heard enough about it. We've all talked about it.
Yeah.
But again, everybody just
don't talk about it.
Everybody
and just get
stay
away.
Stay safe.
From it.
Stay home. Wash your hands.
Be safe. Don't do stupid stuff. Don't go out just yet. If your state's opened up your stay at home orders, please stay at home. That's the best thing you can do right now. Don't go out. It's not a good idea. But let's talk about the 2020 NFL season.
Let me tell you,
season.
Like,
so
I'm kind of interested, obviously, with the Bengals and the Redskins. The first pick and the second pick in the draft, them going up against each other. They never faced each other in college. So, well, they were teammates at one point together.
Yeah.
But to just see them go at each other, I would. And that's going to be week 11. So obviously we're going to see how good of a player Joe Burrow is and Chase Young.
So, okay. Here's what I want to say about, I can't remember the division, what title it is, but the Steelers, the Bengals, North. The Ravens, and the Browns. The AFC North. Once the Steelers are found their quarterback and get rid of Ben Roethlisberger or whenever he retires, that division will have the best quarterbacks. Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, and then whoever the Steelers end up getting at some point. They're really revitalizing that division, and I think I just like that. I just like the AFC North has really good quarterbacks right now. Maybe Joe Burrow won't be a good quarterback. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. The first game at SoFi Stadium will be Dallas versus the Rams.
I have Dallas winning it.
Me too.
The Rams, I thought that they could be something, but I don't believe they're going anywhere. They're basically just losing money. They're like,
yeah, building SoFi Stadium. They're broke now. They have like $100 in general. They got rid of Todd Gurley.
That's said like the players weren't getting their money, maybe, or something like that, or like they're arguing. Exactly.
Yeah, because they can't pay them. They just can't pay them. They're just out of money. First game at SoFi Stadium will be Dallas versus the Rams. I have Dallas winning because the Rams, very dysfunctional. Coming off of a Super Bowl loss, the Super Bowl hangover.
They really did.
That hit them hard. Todd Gurley's gone. Yeah, Jared Goff has sucked horribly. I can't believe that really happened. He's been horrible. They traded Brandon Cooks. They don't have any big-time wide receivers anymore. Their offensive line is okay. It's not amazing. It's okay. Aaron Donald's always a beast. Can't really deny that.
One of my favorite players in the NFL.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to keep talking about the Cowboys schedule, but Cowboys will play Joe Burrow. They're going to play Baker Mayfield. They're going to play Kyler Murray. They're going to play Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners. Talent-wise, not record-wise, they have a good schedule. Because I want to see CeeDee Lamb play against Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. And I want to see Joe Burrow play against the Cowboys defense. It'll be fun. That's what I'm trying to say.
Bengals versus the Dolphins. The first quarterback and the second quarterback.
Yeah. Tua going to start?
Who knows?
I don't know yet. Because he could sit behind Ryan. At this point, they just need a savior. Yeah. They can't really do anything else.
I'm trying to figure out what week that game is going to be.
Yeah. Buccaneers at Saints. Week one. And that's Superdome. That's week one. The reason why I'm interested in this game, obviously, Tom Brady's first game. as a Buccaneer with Gronkowski. I don't know if this makes the Buccaneers a Super Bowl contender.
For me,
Tom Brady and Rob.
I think they're gonna make the playoffs, but it's not gonna. Yeah, but I don't.
I definitely think they're gonna make the playoffs.
I say like either 10 or 6 or 11 and 5 at that.
Yeah. So they're a good team. They have good wide receivers. They have a good tight ends now with O.J. Howard and Rob Gronkowski. A good quarterback getting rid of Jameis Winston, who I actually like Jameis Winston in my opinion. I actually like him. And he's on the Saints now. So their defense is okay. Their cornerbacks are okay. That's the problem. It's not great.
Not horrible. It's not great.
Jameis Winston on the Saints. So what they're trying to go with here is once Drew Brees retires.
Yeah, he is.
Is Jameis Winston on a 1-year contract? Okay. So I think they're taking this as a precaution in case Drew Brees gets injured because – Teddy Bridgewater last year. I mean, now he's starting quarterback for the Panthers on a huge deal. And I think that was what Jameis Winston's thought process was too, is like, hey, if I can ball out like Teddy Bridgewater did, I can get a starting quarterback job somewhere else. But I think he should have signed a 2-year contract.
Yeah, man.
I know it's not his decision, but with Drew Brees leaving next year to go to broadcasting, that would have been the perfect place for him. He would have been starting immediately.
Because honestly, if you have him in a 1-year deal, obviously Drew Brees, he's going to be starting. You don't know if he's going to be injured or not. You're not going to be able to see how good Jameis is going to be.
Yeah.
On the Saints. And again, he did have ice injury.
So. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen him play since that eye surgery. Any other games? I think you can label all the Buccaneers games as a big game. Just Tom Brady in a different uniform is pretty big in itself.
Oh, no. The Chiefs at Buccaneers.
Yeah, that'll be a fun game.
You know,
because I have no idea. Week 12,
you don't know what's going to happen during that time. Patrick Mahomes, obviously the best quarterback in the league. No doubt about it. And against Tom Brady, we don't know how good Tampa's going to be. Exactly.
Greatest quarterback of all time.
But that should be it.
That Patriots game last year was fun too. Let's see. The Seahawks and the 49ers last year's game
both of their games were primetime games, wasn't it? Yes.
And they were some of the calls were screwed up. I know some of them went on a field goal. It was a pretty fun game. So I'm hoping it's the same this year because that division is pretty good, especially with the Cardinals on the rise and the Rams on the down low. It'll be fun. And then, of course, the Eagles and Cowboys 2 times a year. I think it's just fun because Eagles fans hate the Cowboys fans. Cowboys fans hate the Eagles fans. It's always fun. It's a rivalry game for a reason, and it's fun.
Now, I want to go into our last and final topic. I just want to give, your opinion on who's going to win each division. Or, what's your opinion?
All right.
You want to start off on the AFC side or the NFC side?
Hold on. Let me look up the NFL divisions just so I can have them on there. Because I don't want to forget and, mislabel them. Of course. Be smart. We'll start with the AFC. So, the AFC East. Buffalo, Miami, New England, and the New York Jets. I honestly see Buffalo winning this division because they really
And they
revitalized that
did
team
add
last year with
Stephon
Josh Allen.
Diggs.
They added Stephon Diggs. They needed a wide receiver core, and they got Stephon Diggs. They got a couple more wide receivers. They drafted Jake Fromm just in case. I see this team winning. I see Patriots coming in third, Dolphins coming in second, and the Jets coming in last. Okay, the AFC North. I don't think that's much of a surprise when I say the Ravens.
Not really a big surprise. Lamar Jackson.
No. Okay, AFC South. So the Jaguars are coming in last in that division. Houston comes in third because they're dysfunctional. Bill O'Brien is the worst coach.
The worst coach.
Okay.
Worst
not
coach
ever, not ever.
Slash GM.
GM. So, okay. Yeah, Indianapolis or Tennessee? I really don't know. Because I don't know if Tennessee is going to have a good season like they did last year in the playoffs, or if Indianapolis is going to come out with Phillip Rivers and this new wide receivers mm-hmm. and new running backs would just be amazing. I'm going to say Tennessee. I think they're right off their wave from last year and just keep going. The AFC West, not a big surprise. Kansas City Chiefs win that one. Super Bowl champions.
Their team didn't change really that all.
No, they barely lost anybody. I think Denver comes in second. I think the Chargers come in third, and the Raiders come in last. Not saying the Raiders are bad, because they did help their team, but the Raiders are probably not the best in the division. I think the Chargers are a little bit better than them, and the Denver Broncos got so much better, and I'm hoping Drew Locke does good, because I really like him. Okay, moving to the NFC with the East. I don't want to add personal bias in here, but I think the Cowboys are going to win. I think they'll either be 10-6 or 11-5. Looking at their schedule, they've got really hard teams to play, and I don't know how well they'll play this year, especially last year being 8-8. But it's between Dallas and Philadelphia. If Philadelphia wins, it's not going to be like, oh my, as much as the Giants. Okay, NFC North. I honestly see the Vikings winning this. I think the Packers are on the down low. I think Kirk Cousins has started to play well in a Vikings uniform, especially at the end of the season. Chicago is just not there yet. And maybe Mitch Trubisky can prove me wrong and be an amazing quarterback, because I want him to prove me wrong.
Or maybe and Nick Foles comes in, takes over the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just does amazing. But I don't know. Detroit, again, they're just not there yet. The NFC South. It's definitely not the Falcons or the Panthers. But the Saints or the Buccaneers, will the Buccaneers have a good season, or will the Saints have a better season? Huh. I think the Saints are going to win this because they've played with each other a lot more than the Buccaneers have. I think give Buccaneers a couple more years with Tom Brady. Not even a couple more years, just 1 year with Tom Brady, and they'll settle quickly, all the wide receivers, the offensive line. And maybe Tom Brady just doesn't even need that time, and maybe he's amazing. I think it's the New Orleans Saints are going to win this, but it won't be by much. The final division, the NFC West. The Seahawks or the 49ers. I think the 49ers come off a Super Bowl hangover, much like the Rams, except not as bad. And I think the Seahawks win this division.
All right. I'll go to my choices. Right. And AFC North, no doubt about it. The Ravens, like, come on now. They just Lamar. He honestly just needs to get over the hump of the playoffs, and I just see them doing really amazing. Steelers, they go last to me. I don't see them going. Then third Bengals, then second is Cleveland. I think.
Do you think Baker Mayfield's gonna have a better year? I think so too. I think Kevin Stefanski is Kevin Stefanski's name? Their head coach, their new head coach. He's really good in my eyes, and I think he'll really help
Baker. AFC East first place is gonna be the Bills. Adding Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen has another person to throw to. Their defense, was really pretty good last year.
Yeah, they were pretty good. Their defense was really good. And adding AJ Epinesa in the draft.
Last is the Jets. I don't see the Jets really doing anything. But third. To me is Miami. Tua, it's gonna be his first year. They're probably not gonna do anything amazing, but I have hopes for Tua. That second place, I do have the Patriots.
Yeah, me too.
I just think they could be able. Tom being gone, I mean, it's a huge deal, but I still say they're gonna have second place with the division.
So. They said they think they can win with Jared Stidham. Do you believe that, or do you think they need a different quarterback?
It's kind of hard to think because, like, obviously, great coaching staff, like Patriot.
I haven't seen Jared Stidham play.
Never seen the guy play
as much in a preseason.
And again, you can just never count out the Patriots.
But yeah. Yeah, it's Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And he says he thinks he can win with Jared Stidham.
Right, I'm gonna move on. That's got to mean the AFC South. I have Tennessee winning this division. I think Ryan Tannehill, he's going to still continue to be good. Sorry. Then, for last place, Jacksonville, third, is going to – third, I honestly have the Colts. I don't think they're doing. Then second is the Texans. The Texans obviously have some horrible choices, but I think Deshaun Watson is going to have a great year. Then moving on to the AFC West, no doubt about it. The Chiefs, they're going to win that division. Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the league. Then having the Las Vegas Raiders as number four. Las Vegas, yep.
Las Vegas.
Losing or like the last in their division. Then I think Broncos, they're going to go third. And then second is the Chargers. Then.
Why is that? Do you think is Justin Herbert going to start, or do you think they sit him for a year?
Justin Herbert, honestly, he just I think they sit him out for a year, but I still have them as a second place. I don't really believe in the Broncos right now. I don't see them. I don't see the Broncos doing good. Then because I just don't.
Well, why do you think the Broncos? Like, is it their defense or
what?
Haven't
played enough together. Drew Locke, honest, I don't believe in the guy. I don't think he's gonna do good. Nah.
Really? I really want Drew Locke to do good. I like him doing good. In my opinion, but, I like him.
Moving on to the NFC side, NFC North. I think Packers winning the division. they even though they made poor choices and they didn't get weapons, I still just see them be division. Plus, well, the NFC North, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I put the Packers not first is because I think Aaron Rodgers is tired of this. I don't think he's going to play as well just to get out. I think he's going to play horribly to get out of the Packers.
Yeah, I
don't
think he's
in love with his team as he was before.
That, I think it's just going to be the same thing, the NFC North, like this year. Last place, Lions. Third, Chicago. Second, Vikings. And then first, to me, is going to be the Packers. NFC East. I don't know what that did. Last place is just either between New York or Redskins, and then again, first place can literally just be Dallas or Eagles, in my opinion. But
okay, to be completely honest, this is the worst division in the NFL.
They all have their problems.
They all suck. They're unpredictable. They're inconsistent. It's really hard to tell.
Say.
So, who do you think?
Okay. I say Dallas, honestly. I feel like they're gonna win the division by like a half a game.
A couple games. Yeah, not by a lot. It's not gonna be a big margin like
it goes to the Redskins. I said Chase Young, I think he's gonna do great, but the offensive side, it's Dwayne Haskins' first year. I said it before, it's all about coaching and stuff, but I don't see Dwayne Haskins doing good. Then
I think Terry McLaurin is pretty good. He's a really good wide receiver as a rookie. I think he'll do even better. But Dwayne Haskins needs to step up his game. Smith, he's probably not.
I've seen videos of him working out, but
which is unfortunate.
I doubt any NFL team. Yeah,
I don't see it. I think eventually, whenever he gets back, he'll be too old, and I think he'll be too scared. Not saying he's chicken not to play. I think he's more scared of his life than he is
I get that.
Of getting injured again, if that makes sense. He doesn't want to die playing football.
Third
he wants to actually
I have the Giants. It's just the Giants. They're not there yet. Maybe Chase Daniels.
Yeah, they're not there yet.
I have mixed feelings about him, about the guy. Oh, no, sorry. It's Daniel Jones.
Chase Daniels?
My bad.
Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones. It's all right. I have mixed feelings about Daniel Jones. I like the guy. I think he's pretty good. Okay. I may be a Dallas fan.
You don't want to see
fan.
Players
I want
get
every
hurt,
player
really.
Good.
Honest.
I don't want to see players get hurt or be a bust or suck. Unless, they're a criminal, you know? The only exception there is Joe Mixon, because I've watched his video, I've heard this story, I've seen a lot of articles, and honestly, the lady deserved it. If we're being completely honest, you should never hit a woman, but calling him racial slurs, getting all in his face, he should have controlled his anger, but
coming for
I
second
do not
is
fault
the Eagles,
Joe Mixon for that.
But, just a small margin. Maybe it'll work with their whole what they're gonna do with Jalen, but I don't see it working at all. Going next, NFC South. I'm saying Saints. They're gonna win. They have Emmanuel Sanders now, right? Or yeah, I see them. I just see Honestly, yeah, it's like a do or die year for the Saints. It's like you just have to go and like perform so well. Then second, I have Buccaneers. I think they're gonna. Honestly, with again, it's Tom Brady. You can never count him out. Then for third, I have Carolina. Teddy Bridgewater. I believe in the guy. Obviously, he had injuries. It really sucks, but seeing him how he did with the Saints last year, I see him doing good. And then last place, Falcons. I don't see them going anywhere with their team. NFC West?
No.
Yeah, I got Seahawks winning that division. I think Russell is going to be an early prediction for me, but honestly, Russell Wilson, he probably will be MVP this year.
Yeah, he's I was just about to say that. I think Russell really Wilson will win his first MVP.
Then,
honestly, really? An underrated MVP candidate is Josh Allen. I think, in my opinion, he plays really well. And if he can have an amazing year with the Bills this year, he could be up there for MVP. I don't know if he'll win it, but he's up
last
there.
Place at least. It's gonna be... to me, it's probably going to be the Cardinals. But, again, getting DeAndre Hopkins helps them a lot. But they're going to be last place in that division. Just give it a year or two. They're going to be probably contenders. Then... For third place is going to be Los Angeles, the Rams. That team is just like they've gone downhill.
Dysfunctional.
Then
I've said this before, the Rams are the Knicks of the NFL. They're dysfunctional. They're not as good as everyone thinks they are. It's just
then. Second, 49ers. I don't see them.
I don't think the 49ers will have a horrible season.
Honestly, Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't believe in that guy.
No, he had a really good first season in San Francisco, but seeing him this season, he gets paid to handle.
That's how they won the NFC Championship against the Packers. And even in the Super Bowl, Tyrann Mathieu even said he was glad that they stopped running the ball. But
I don't see them having a horrible season, but I don't see them having a season like last year where they make the Super Bowl. And a lot of their fans, 49ers fans, I don't know if anybody is listening to this. You guys are insane. You guys are crazy. I hate you guys. To be completely honest, I don't care if you guys hate me because I said this. You guys are like, oh, it's our revenge tour. Kansas City sucks. Who even lives in Kansas City? I lived in Kansas City. I loved it there. And then they're nobody even lives in Kansas. Kansas City is in Missouri.
People still get confused by that. Come on, guys. Yeah.
Which it's fair. It's fair to say you can get confused by that, but know your basic geography. I hate Niners fans. I love their team. They have a good defense. Their offense needs a little help, but their fans are insane.
All right, that's gonna do it for our very first podcast. Timeout. You got anything to say for the outro?
I don't know. We'll probably be back here next time talking about stuff that's happened. We'll probably keep talking about the 2021 NFL draft next time and just keep rolling with that.
Thanks, guys, for whoever's listening out there. Come join us next time. Right. Bye.